as it's now time for today's post-game coaches show, brought to you by Ashton Lloyd of the Griffin Agency and Nationwide Insurance. Ashton Lloyd, a 1992 Davidson graduate, can manage all of your home, auto, commercial, and life insurance needs. Call Ashton at 704-696-2424. Head coach Bob McKillop joining us courtside. And coach, a superb performance in a tough place against a team that has played the top half of this conference extremely well.
You know, a team that has beaten good teams in our conference, had won 12 games on this court, took St. Bonnie's to the wire here, St. Bonnie's to the wire up there, Rhode Island to the wire up at Rhode Island. They're very, very good, and they're dangerous. So you see Mike Lewis made five threes, and he shot it from anywhere. But I'm absolutely thrilled with the toughness that our team had. John Axel Goodmanson, he only had 8 points, but he was as tough a guy as you could want on the court tonight. And I think Peyton Aldrich just replicated that. And, of course, Kellen, he's so smooth, and we just let him go like we did the other night against Fordham. And so it's a pretty, pretty impressive victory for our guys.
And talking more about John Axel, we talked about how tough the guards needed to be in this game. He grabs 10 rebounds.
That's the big key, you know. He went in there, and 55 is a big boy, and 0-0 is a big boy, and he went in and just laid his body on the line, flesh-to-flesh contact, and you know how much I love flesh-to-flesh contact as part of this game, and boy, we had a lot of flesh-to-flesh action tonight.
Now, Kellen, early on in this game, you guys got into a quick hole, maybe senior day had something to do with that, with some energy from the Dukes, but Grady, like he does so well, I feel like he's able to slow things down and get the entire offense back into sync.
Well, yeah, I didn't think we came out very fiery. Our cuts were slow. Our movements were slow. We walked the ball kind of up the court. But then, and you know, you mentioned Kellen. Kellen, I think he missed a three. He missed a floater, and I think he missed one out of two foul shots all in the first 3 or 4 minutes. So, he struggled early, but, you know, he shows such tremendous poise and the ability to come back like he did. And I thought there were some key shots made by guys when we needed key shots. Keyshawn threw a pass into Peyton. He got double-teamed and threw it right back out to Keyshawn. He buried a three. Will McGarity caught the ball low clock on the left right wing, banked it in off the glass. Big, big shot for us. And so we made some big shots at times that were very, very needed.
Coach, you won the second half in terms of the rounds 4-1. What was the key to the start of the second half? They came out
on defense first, and we got a great look for John, an inside out three. We had gone to Peyton, got him the ball on the block, and he got double teamed. He threw it right out to John, and John got double teamed. And but we didn't give up. You know, we missed a shot. They missed a shot. We came down. We added point by point, and I think we won rounds by points at that point. And, of course, the last round, I think, was the one that was decisive. But up to that point, it was a 1 or 2 point difference in rounds. So that was our focus, and our guys did it.
You know, talking about the three-point line against a team that had defended the three well, I think at around 31% for the year, 9 of 20, was that a function of being comfortable in the flow of the offense?
I thought it was. I thought there were no forced threes at all. You know, Oscar took a great three in front of our bench and buried it. How about that move Oscar made across the lane for the layup? Boy, that was really pretty. And, you know, he gave us great minutes tonight. So our threes, I think, were the result of the offensive flow. We called 1 3 in a design, and that was Peyton shooting in front of our bench. And I guess it was the 4-minute timeout, and I thought he got fouled on it. But what am I going to say?
I was going to say that your guys, these last two games, Coach, have been fearless and aggressive when they've been taking it to the hole. And that seems to be really changing the flow of your offense in a positive way.
I think Peyton, when he drove the guy from top of the, you know, the bottom of the circle, half-court circle, all the way to the basket, scored at the rim, was outstanding. Of course, Kellen took it to the glass so aggressively. John had a couple. Would have loved to have seen John get that one reverse layup down for him. Of course, he's been struggling making some of those kind of acrobatic shots. And he made a great move, and everything was great except the finish. And then, of course, Mr. Aldrich misses that dunk.
Coach, the last thing I have for you, 50-50 balls, how would you rate
Well,
those?
I thought our first half they kicked our butt on the 50-50 balls. And then you saw at the end, last second half, did you see that 50-50 right in front of you here? I think three guys were on it, Kellen, and here came Peyton out of nowhere. And then Keyshawn fouled. So it was at least great to see three guys on one loose ball.
Well, Coach, I know you don't get into things like this, but you joined an elite club yourself. Win 550 today, only the 72nd coach in Division I history to accomplish that. So a big win for the team and personally.
Well, how many more do I got to get to pass the 71 guys? Huh?
I don't know. We'll figure that out and get back to you.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, guys.